Pentecost, and we are celebrating the Feast of Light in all of its fullness this morning. So you have a very streamlined bulletin because you really will be in the Feast of Light pamphlet that you have. We just wanted to let you know kind of in order of service as well. We'll save announcements for a little bit later, but we are ready to begin. We invite you to rise. For anyone in Christ Jesus, your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Happy are those whose sins are forgiven. They bless the Lord and sing to God their Savior.
Promise, God's promise,
and all of us just humbled to receive the gifts that have come here. We have found this place to be a place of refuge, a place where we can relax, where we can be with Jesus, where we can become one flock. And to me, that's all a wonder of God. So praise to God, all praise and glory to the God of promise, who promises us abundance and growth. So when I think of that rainbow over Ascension Church, I think of its red and its orange and yellow and green and blue and purple, but those are kind of the colors of the music that has so beautifully risen up out of this place, not only as a witness to the gospel for you all, but really like that rainbow for the whole community surrounding us to enjoy. And quite frankly, we have done it all from Bach to rock in this place. We did it in Jesus' name. I'm so grateful to him for that. In the 80s, the Feast of Life service premiered at Ascension. And two bishops were here. They came to see it. And then it was chosen to be for the National English Synod Convention to be its service that year. And now churches, you may not know, are doing this all over the country. And that's a very humbling thing to think about, how a mustard seed can keep growing and extending its branches. How many of you have fallen in love with the Feast of Life? Well, I have. And it's always been fresh for me. I hope so for you as well. And I can't thank you enough for your openness as a congregation to God's gift of music through me, but through Jan and through so many others in this place. It has carried our praises up to God Most High, the God that we love. So, yes, we're recording this service today. If it works out, we'll make it available to people who might want it, and I may put it up on a website in the future so that others can discover how it works and maybe want to do it. So, but I want you to promise me something today. So you've got to raise your right hand. We promise.
We promise.
We will always stay open.
We will always stay open.
To new music. I pray that Holy Communion will always be for you a feast of life. I will so miss the music of Ascension Church. It has grown the kingdom of God large in my own heart. Thank you for so graciously accepting the music of Frank Janzo and Jan Janzo over all the years. You make our hearts sing to the Lord. Great hallelujah forever and ever. So people of God, keep on singing. Amen.
that comes to your glory in the beauty of creation, in the gift of allowing us to gather for worship, in the gift of song. Praise is lifted to you. We can only be grateful and overwhelmed with joy at being in your presence, as you have promised, Lord. Lord God, we ask that you would come quickly and answer our prayers for the places in this world where there is pain, where there is suffering. Today we lift up the people of Egypt for the continued violence and the bloodshed, for the people of Syria who cross borders daily to become refugees in other countries. For places in the world where your voice is kept silent, where peacemakers travel for any moment of hope. We cannot do it by ourselves, but only by your presence, by your grace, as you have promised, Lord.
Hear our prayer.
We ask that you hear our prayers, Lord God, for those we love, those who are in the midst of disease, who fight daily with addiction, those who suffer mental illness, that you would bring peace and healing, that you would calm the storms in the lives of those we love, that you would bring joy where there is sorrow, light where there is darkness, as you have promised, Lord. Lord God, we give you thanks for the gift of this music, this Feast of Life service, which calls us to lives of praise of you, but which reminds us with each song that this life is but a momentary glimpse of the life we lead in eternity in your kingdom. So we ask for your blessing in these moments. We ask that you'd allow us to carry this feeling into the days ahead, that you would invite us to share the joy of what it is to be in your presence, to be in the midst of worship, to gather with brothers and sisters, and carry that feeling in to our Mondays and Tuesdays, as you have promised, Lord. We give you thanks for the election of presiding bishop-elect Elizabeth Eaton, who takes office to lead your whole church, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, in October. We ask for your blessing upon her as she begins the process of leave-taking and preparing for this new call upon her life. We give you thanks for presiding Bishop Mark Hansen, who looks to the end of his call and to the new fields in which you will call him to serve, as you have promised, Lord. For all that we ask, Lord God, and for all that you see that we need, grant us by your grace and to your glory, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I invite you to be seated as we join in the song of the Lord's Prayer.
We gather the offerings as well.
Thank you.
The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you supply our every need. You care for us from day to day, and open your hand in love to all. For all your gracious gifts, O God, we give you thanks and praise, now and always. Amen.
I greet you as your brother and God's servant.
We reach you.
invite you to rise. May the presence of the Lord strengthen and keep us always in his life.
Amen.
Amen. We wait for the promised feast to come.
Amen.
Come, Lord.